It's 40 degrees and pouring rain in Kodiak, but inside Judy Hamilton's greenhouse, it's downright balmy, and rows of vegetables are growing.
We have Chinese cabbage and bok choy, and lettuce, arugula, kale, Brussels sprouts, and a few sacrificial tomatoes.
For years, Hamilton has sold her produce at the Kodiak Farmers Market at the local fairgrounds. But this year, the market is moving after a controversy erupted about who should run it. Bernadette DePlazis has organized the market since it came together organically about 8 years ago.
Well, it kind of all began when a friend of mine and I were talking about our gardens and how we were getting a little tired of having to chase people down the road with bags of Swiss chard and kale. And my friend said, we should have a farmer's market. And I said, yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
The market flourished at the fairgrounds and expanded to include 20 to 30 vendors selling vegetables, fruit, arts, crafts, and more. But recently, DePlazis says, members of the Kodiak Rodeo and State Fair Board, which runs the fairgrounds, began approaching her about taking over the market.
I think it may have begun last summer. I believe that one of the members of the fair board approached me at one of the later markets in the summer and said something to the effect of, we'd like to take over managing the market. At which time I said, oh, you guys have plenty on your plates. You don't need that too, and left it at that.
And she says it didn't stop there.
And then at one point, I talked to the president of the fair board and she flat said, we're taking over management of the farmers market. And I was kind of speechless. I think I ended the conversation shortly after that. It was like, there's really not much point in discussing this further. It seems like you guys have made up your mind.
There was items that were being sold that were against state law. There was items being fried on scene in open flame. There was meat products being sold. There was dairy products being sold that were not legal. We tried to address this concern multiple times in different ways, and they were not being recognized.
That's Sadie McCusker, president of the Fair Board, who alleges the main reason they stepped in was food safety and liability concerns. State law allows vendors to sell cottage foods like jams, breads, and pastries with a permit. Food not allowed includes meat and fish products, baked goods that require refrigeration, and cheeses, basically anything that requires temperature control to ensure food safety. Packaged foods must be labeled. The Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation handles food safety and sanitation for farmers markets around the state. Because of state budget cuts, the DEC closed their office in Kodiak in 2016. DEC representatives visited Kodiak four times in 2017 for inspections, but they didn't inspect farmers markets. They have not yet visited in 2018.
We are the managers of the fairgrounds. We lease the property from the borough. So if state laws aren't being followed, the board's liable, and so is the borough.
As a result of the allegations, DePlazis recently moved the venue for the farmers market from the fairgrounds across town to the Kodiak Baptist Mission. Then McCusker announced that the fair board will host a new farmers market at the fairgrounds. Farmers market vendor Judy Hamilton says she's never seen problems with DePlazis's management.
She's always addressed concerns about things. And I really think her management style is loose, but she also makes sure that everyone that comes in, all right, you're going to sign this. Here's the cottage rules. If you have a question, you need to talk to DEC.
And she adds there's such demand for fresh, locally grown fruits and vegetables in Kodiak that perhaps another farmer's market isn't such a bad idea.
It's a tremendous market here for all those things. So we can just hope that Kodiak growers can expand to fill it.
As for Hamilton, she says she'll be at the new Kodiak Farmers Market location at the Baptist Mission on Saturdays. In Kodiak, I'm Daisha Eaton.